Blog Talk Radio.
Live from St. Mary's, Ohio, on Blog Talk Radio, it's the Sports Sanitarium, your late night sports authority, with your hosts, Otter and Dan the Man.
What's going on, Sanitarium Nation? This is Potter.
I'm Dan the Man. We got another great docket full of games today on NFL count rundown on the Sanitarium. Few teams on a bye here before we get rolling, Potter. Arizona Cardinals on a bye, the Bengals, the Colts, the Jaguars, the G-Men, and the Eagles are all on byes this week.
Big time bye weeks. A lot of teams.
That's crazy. They go from like two teams a couple weeks, and now there's six teams on a bye. I don't know why they don't even that out more often. Whatever.
Right. I don't understand it either. We had a game Thursday night, Dan the Man, Oakland at San Francisco. San Francisco, they took it to him with this new quarterback, Nick Mullins. So it's been a tough going for John Gruden and the Raiders this year. It seems to be a part of his plan, though. So I just feel like he's ripping that team down and he's going to build it up in his image when they get to Vegas. But San Francisco gets a nice win here.
And I'm pretty sure that's what the plan is. They're tearing it down just to build up the hype for when they move to Las Vegas. So they look at all our shiny new draft pick stars that we got coming up, you know, sell the team type deal. That's pretty sure that's what's going on there.
Right, and, you know, he's been told by management that it's fine, do what he wants, because he's got a 10-year contract for $100 million, you know. So he knows he's got time to get this thing together in the way he wants it. So it's all his master plan, I'm pretty sure.
Yep, I agree with that.
So let's get to these early games, Dan the Man. Right off the bat, we got New York at Miami. The Jets coming off the loss from the Bears last week. They were totally dominated defensively. Sam Darnold and company were held to 207 yards total. Couldn't get the running game, despite having one of the better running games in the NFL, at least in the top half of the league. You got Miami, a team that was doing well there, but has been kind of wavered here of late. And, you know, they're having quarterback issues. They got Brock Osweiler and starting for them. And Tannehill is injury plagued as usual. And they lost Albert Wilson for the year. So, I mean, things aren't all peachy in Miami either, but New York comes in and I mean, nice rookie quarterback. I mean, he struggled from up and he's been up and down this year, but I don't know, Dan the Man. This is about as close as they come. I'm gonna go with Miami on this one at home.
Yeah, that's kind of funny. I was looking at this game and I'm like, man, this is a toss up game as it gets. And that's, I was like, well, I know who you're taking because your motto to always take the home team in a game like that. But that field is like destroyed, I guess, because yesterday Duke and Miami Hurricane played a game there in that stadium, and it was just a monsoon. And, you know, the games you like to play in, unless you're from Pepper Pike. So I guess that field's just destroyed. So, I don't know how much that's going to weigh into this game, but this game, I don't know, Brock Weiler is going to start again. The Jets have kind of had a little momentum here going here lately, or looked a little better, and it been a lot more competitive. I think it's a toss-up game as well, but I'm going to take New York in this.
83 and only 20% chance of rain in Miami today.
Did you get that Pepper Pike reference?
Yeah, from St. Mary's.
Because of the mud.
Right, and they didn't want to play there. Yeah, they wanted to play on your guys' field. It's like, what do you expect, man? This, we earned this home field. What the hell, you know?
It's football.
Right. It's supposed to be played on grass, you know? I say, you know, and if you're a kid listening, close your ears, but fuck field turf. Football's supposed to be played on grass, in my opinion. Moving on to Detroit at Minnesota. Minnesota, they dropped last week in a tough game to New Orleans. I mean, New Orleans is playing really good football. Minnesota is still one of the better teams in the NFL. Detroit is not. Case Keenum and company will rebound this week at home and beat Detroit, no doubt about it.
Yeah, Detroit traded away your boy from the Irish, Golden Tate, and Minnesota's getting Dalvin Cook back this week. So I feel like the Lions are trying to run the ball more than I've ever seen them run here in the last decade or so. There was a Barry Sanders, actually, but yeah, it seems like they're trying to run the ball maybe a little more. Maybe that'd be good for them. If that's the way Patricia wants to go. But Minnesota getting Dalvin Cook back, and Tate Murray's looking really good. And with that offense receiving core that they have at home, Minnesota got too much for Detroit to handle here. I'm taking Minnesota as well.
Atlanta at Washington, Dan the Man. Atlanta. Let's see what they're up to. They're up to 3-4. They're on a 2-game winning streak. And Washington is 5-2, and they've won their last three. So you got a nice little matchup right here. Atlanta needs another win to get back in this thing. Washington needs to keep pace and, you know, keep ahead of Philadelphia for this NFC East. So I think this is a good game for Washington to kind of establish themselves as the team to beat in this division. But Atlanta really needs this one. I think Atlanta's going to go in there and win, Dan the Man. I don't know. I just got a weird feeling when I looked at that game just now. I like Atlanta, and I've always liked Matt Ryan and Julio Jones. Washington playing well this year when Adrian Peterson's found the fountain of youth, but I think today Atlanta's going to go in there and sling that ball around the yard and get a win.
Yeah, a lot of the experts were taking Washington this game. That kind of shocked me. Atlanta isn't what we thought they were going to be this year at all. They're just somewhat disappointing, and I'm not sure why with the talent they have. But as you said, Washington can really take a stranglehold on that division with a win. Atlanta's coming off a bye. I always like teams that are coming off a bye, especially if they have good coaching. So I'm going to take Atlanta to go into Washington and pull this out because, like you said, they really need this win if they want to have any hopes at all at the playoffs. And I'm even going on a limb and say Julio Jones scores a touchdown. But I'm going to take Atlanta.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, if Atlanta falls to you know, 3-5. I mean, I don't think they're completely out of it, but at the same time, that's going to be a really, really tough hill to climb out of, or tough hole to climb out of.
3-5 in the AFC, I think you're still in it. At 3-5 in the NFC, I just think it's a much tougher road to haul, and I just don't think that they got much of a shot at that point.
Tampa at Carolina. Tampa benching Jameis Winston and going back with Fitzmagic. It just seems to be a better flowing offense with Fitzmagic in there. Seems to spread the ball around, and it seems to have a better offensive flow when he's in there. Carolina, you know, they've won their last two. They've had some big wins. They're having a great year. They're at home. I think that Carolina's defense can slow Tampa down enough, but I think, you know, Tampa's going to make this interesting, but I'm still going to stick with Carolina on this one.
Yeah, I'm happy to see Fitzpatrick get the nod. I kind of like Fitzpatrick. I kind of root for that guy. Winston has been horrible. Carolina's been, a lot better than what I thought they would be this year. I figured they'd be a good team, and they're really solid. Ron Rivera, man, that dude got it going on. And, I think Tampa Bay will put up a good fight. They'll be all energized with Fitzpatrick in there, man. You know, him and Evans will get rolling. But I think Carolina's got too much at home. I like Carolina in this game.
And for the last of the early games, well, I mean, actually, there's two more, but we save those. For the last of the rundown of the early games, we got a nice divisional matchup here, Pittsburgh at Baltimore. Baltimore has the best defense in the NFL, pretty much. And Pittsburgh is leading the division. Baltimore's record doesn't really show how good their defense is, but, you know, nonetheless, they do have some talent on that team. They have a Super Bowl, you know, MVP at quarterback. So they're at home. They are on a losing streak. Pittsburgh has won three in a row, so they got the hot hand and the division lead. And I don't think that changes either, though. We're going to see Baltimore still play good D and kind of hold that Pittsburgh offense down a little bit. I still see Pittsburgh pulling it out in the end.
Yeah, Baltimore this week, they added Ty Montgomery. So now instead of a two-headed monster, they have a three-headed monster backfield. So they got a super committee, if you will. I don't like that kind of approach, committee backfield. I don't like that. But anyways, that's old school of me. Baltimore's defense has been awesome. Flacco's shown some signs, him and John Brown. John Brown's been really solid. If they could ever get their running game sorted out, I think that would benefit them. But Pittsburgh has been on a roll. You see, like they've got things worked out a little bit. Still no Le'Veon Bell, but Connor, they don't miss a beat. Actually, they're actually better. The statistics say they're better with Connor than they are Bell anyways. But Baltimore's got to have this game. And a lot of it's rumbling that Harbaugh's head might be on the chopping block here before long. If things keep going the way they are, it seems like I think the Ravens are underachieving. I think the Ravens are going to be really hungry today, and I think they're going to pull out a win, a really close win here at home against Pittsburgh.
I mean, I could see it going that way, and they are the home team, but I just feel like you got to go with the hot hand in this one. I don't think it's too close for comfort. I think Pittsburgh is definitely a better team. So I feel like they can go in there and with their championship experience and savvy can, you know, with under center at least, can definitely pull this out, you know, tough divisional road game. So going to the later games, Houston at Denver. Houston, wow, are they on a hot streak? We got Denver. Who is just kind of sitting there at 3-5 in the AFC. They've lost one in a row, and I mean, that's not in a row, I guess, but, you know, they've lost one as their streak. As far as Houston is that they've won five in a row, Dana Man, and they just traded. And that's funny that they're playing Denver, too. Is Denarius Thomas active today?
Yeah, it's the ultimate revenge game right here. Yeah, they're starting.
Right.
So, went to Houston.
That's all.
Got his new uniform and went right back to Denver. So, yeah, that'll be an interesting storyline.
Right. It's like, don't even leave, bud. Just stay there, work out. We'll be there. We'll come to you. But
we'll bring your uniform to you.
Right. But, I mean, what can you say? Houston's got a stranglehold on this division. They've won five in a row. They're playing such excellent football.
Well, Dak, here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence, and nobody can hang with my stuff. You know, I'm just a big, hairy American winning machine. If you ain't first, you're last.
I believe that was Jay. No, who was that? Tim Tebow or J.J. Watt? I don't know.
Yeah, that's a blast from the past right there, an interview from way back.
Right. I definitely like Houston in this game, Dan the Man. I think they're going to continue their hot streak and win their sixth in a row.
Yeah, Demaryius Thomas is a nice little piece to add in Houston since Fuller went down. Hopefully, we'll see if that revitalizes him, because he's been having a down year in Denver. So we'll see if this change revitalizes him a little bit. If it does, that's a great thing for Houston, because they'll love that opposite, another big receiver opposite of New Cobb.
The best receiver in the league.
Yeah. So, in Denver, Cortland Sutton will get an opportunity now to be opposite of Emmanuel Sanders. Phillip Lindsay's been doing some good things for Denver there. But Houston's been on a roll. They see the team on the rise. Their defense has been playing really good. Watson's getting better every week, back to normal, even with his injury. And Lamar Miller, that's a name you haven't heard in a while, is actually having a really good year running the ball. Kind of disappeared after he left Miami, but seems like he's found his groove again. So, yeah, I like Houston to go into Denver and win this as well.
Yeah, Lamar Miller definitely having a great season up in amongst the rushing leaders. And I think it will kind of resurrect him a little bit as far as Denarius Thomas goes, because I feel like that he's going to go there. He's going to be in this offense. This offense is it's clicking. You know, DeAndre Hopkins, I mean, they have to pay so much attention to him because, like I said earlier, I think he's the best in the league at that position. You got Deshaun Watson, who is just feeling it now. His leg's feeling better, obviously. He's not worried about that injury. He's throwing the ball good. And like you said, that defense is starting to play lights out. Five wins in a row for a reason, Dan the Man. So I don't think Denver will make it interesting for three quarters. But after that, I think Houston kind of takes control of that one. Los Angeles at Seattle. Seattle, I mean, you know, you don't know what to make of these guys because, you know, they're not supposed to be in any conversations, but here they are. They're 4-3. They've won two in a row. And, they're still chasing a wild card spot, Dan the Man, and they're really not that good of a team. So, I'm not understanding. You know, they do have Russell Wilson. They have a coach who's proven in Pete Carroll. But they got a stiff challenge coming to Seattle today in the Chargers and Philip Rivers and company. And it's going to be a tough, tough task for them at home. That's a tough place to play, Century Link Field. I think Seattle is going to give them a game, but I like the visiting Chargers to come in and win this one.
Yeah, it was only a few weeks ago. We were pretty much writing Seattle off for dead, saying they're not your older brother's Seahawks or father's Seahawks. And
older brothers.
You got to give credit to Pete Carroll and that staff for putting together game plan with the talent level that he's got there that goes out and wins a few games. And Russell Wilson, you know, he's been a second-half quarterback here the last couple of years. It seems like he's came on after a rough start, followed that trend again this year. I don't know. Smoke and mirrors, they're getting it done. Their defense hasn't been playing too bad as of late, and they're doing just enough to get by on offense. The Chargers are coming off a bye. Chargers have big hopes this year, and they need to keep pace with Kansas City. So even though Seattle is a tough place to play with the 12th man, I'm going to pick the Chargers to go in there and squeak out a win.
Absolutely. And, you know, at one time Los Angeles didn't have any teams, and now they got two. And that brings us to the Chargers at the Saints. And these last two games the last two that happened today that we're going to cover here are really great games and probably the best of the week. But this Rams New Orleans game, I mean, this pretty much who's the king of the NFC right here, you know?
Yeah, this game's definitely going to be the Rams heading into New Orleans, man. Drew Brees and company's been on a roll, but so are the Rams. So undefeated. We don't have to run over everybody. Everybody knows they're loaded on offense and defense. And they just added a tackle to a trade, didn't they, the Rams? So I'm thinking, didn't they pick up another defensive lineman?
Oh, I'm sure they're always trying to improve their team, and I'm not sure who it is, though, Dan, man.
But the Saints, they added Eli Apple. So that'll definitely help with the passing attack the Rams are going to throw at them. I like the Saints in this. I'm going to take the upset. I know the Rams are probably favored, and there they are by one. I just feel the Rams, they're a great team, but they're not going to go through the season undefeated. And I got this game as the game where they're going to trip up. I think the Saints will do just enough to be able to pull out a win just because they're at home. I think they're going to pull it out, and that'll probably be the only game that, well, they do play the Bears later on the Rams. That'll be a rough game, but I think this is where they trip up right now. I think the Saints are going to pull it out.
They have five Buckeyes on Saints now? Something like that?
Yeah. Highest
so,
yeah,
you got
this year, because we ain't any good, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, you guys could use those guys back, right?
Yeah,
New Orleans is definitely hot, and they're playing good football, and I could totally, what's my motto? Go with the home team, right? But today I'm going to go with the Rams because you went with the Saints, so I just have to pick differently. I think the Rams are going to go in there, and it's going to be a high-scoring affair, man. You're going to see a shootout in this one. I think that we're going to get highly entertained. If you want to watch a good game, 425, be in front of Fox television to watch this one, because it's going to be a lot of points scored in this one. I'll take the Rams in a shootout. Green Bay at New England in the Sunday night game. Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, they've been building it up all week. Who's the greatest of all time? It is it one of these two guys right here? They're going head to head now. I don't think I've seen any more hype to this game in my Facebook news stream than I've seen for any matchup, Cavs Warriors when LeBron's there, I mean,
right.
That's how much they're hyping this. So, it's in Foxborough where, the Patriots are almost unbeatable. Green Bay's coming in. I mean, their team really isn't that talented of a team. They do have some guys here and there, obviously, but their quarterback is a Hall of Fame caliber. Devontae Adams and Randall Cobb are good receivers, and they got some guys on defense. The guy with long hair, I know his name, but I don't like to mention it. For the most part, that team I don't think is on New England's level. I'm gonna say the Patriots stand strong here and give the Packers another loss.
Yeah, the battle of the goats. And you can just hear the pain potter in your voice when you have to talk about Green Bay. but this will be a good game. It should be an entertaining game. But I don't think – let me put it this way. I think it will be an entertaining game for a little while. But I just don't think the Packers are all that good either. They're not a bad team, obviously. But I don't think they're what everybody thinks they are. Just because Rodgers is there, and New England is New England, and they are at Foxborough, and I think this will be an entertaining game for a while, but I think New England's going to win this game.
Oh, absolutely. I think New England's got this. Moving on to the Monday night matchup, Dan the Man, Tennessee at Dallas, a couple of teams that are I mean, at least you have Ezekiel Elliott to watch on the Dallas side, but we all see Amari Cooper's debut tonight or tomorrow night for the Cowboys. And will this help out? Will this give Dak Prescott a guy he can depend on and kind of free up the lesser talented guys that are struggling to get open, and free up this passing game a little bit and kind of make things a little easier for Ezekiel Elliott as well. Tennessee does boast a pretty nice defense, but I know that Mariota has not been playing to a franchise quarterback's abilities. And I don't know what Tennessee's going to do, because this guy obviously is not getting any better than – I think he's hit his ceiling, and he's not going to be a great quarterback. He's definitely a serviceable guy that has some mobility, but I'm not really on board the Mariota bandwagon at all anymore. I think he's probably want to be classified as a first-round bust, but they're at Dallas, and that defense is decent, but Dallas comes away with a close victory at home.
Yeah, I'm glad I'll be at work, because I have no interest in this game whatsoever. I think it'll be a low defensive battle. Both defenses are pretty decent. Both offenses aren't. I'm just going to take Dallas because they're at home, and, yeah, it'll be a low-scoring close game probably.
And that brings us in the last few minutes of our sanitarium, the live version anyways. So that means that's time for the headline games, our games. And this week we'll go first with Chicago at Buffalo. And I'll take this away. Chicago is visiting Buffalo. They have I think the Buffalo is 2-6, I believe, and Chicago is 4-3, trying to move to 5-3 and keep a hold of the division lead, the slim division lead that they have on the Minnesota Vikings. Khalil Mack and Allen Robinson are out. They will not be playing, and a little bit of a surprising move on the Bears. Kevin White is a healthy scratch and is inactive, so that kind of tells you what the Bears' bigwigs are thinking about Kevin White right now. I don't know if he's going to be inactive for the rest of the year or if this is a punishment of some kind, but it kind of seems like that they're going to go a different way than Kevin White now. I think he's going to be a thing of the past come next season for the Bears anyways. I like the Bears to go in there and take care of business. I don't think there's much to say. Nathan Peterman, who threw 5 interceptions in 1 half last year, gets to start against this vaunted Bears defense, even without Mack, who can get it done. Held the Jets to 207 total yards last week without Khalil Mack. They're fine without him. They can win this game without him, and they will win this game without him. I think the Buffalo's defense is very formidable. They have a lot of good players, including that rookie in the middle, Edmonds, I think is his name. Really good player there. I think that Buffalo will come to play and on defense, and they'll hold the Bears' offense down a little bit, but I still think the Bears will still be too much, and it'll be another ugly win for the Bears to go to 5-3.
Buffalo hasn't been that great. I guess we'll see if you guys knock Peterman out of the game and Terrell Pryor gets to play quarterback a little bit today. You guys got a good team this year, the Bears, and even though it's at Buffalo with Nate Peterman, give me a break. Nothing against the guy personally, but come on. They haven't had a running game. Like you said, that defense has been okay, the Bills. But you guys have just got way too much, even with you guys resting, people preparing for the real games that are coming up in your future. So I like Chicago to roll big in this.
Now, remember, that's what we said about Brock Osweiler when the Bears were playing Miami. We said, oh, it's just Brock Osweiler. And he went out there and threw for 350 yards. And Mac played that game.
It has happened a couple of times. Maybe we should stop saying that. It's proven us wrong here a lot. And that's happened a couple of times this year.
But moving on to your game, Kansas City at Cleveland. Take her away, Dan the Man.
Yeah, big doings in Cleveland. The end for Hugh Jackson and Todd Haley. Too much internal discord, as Jimmy Haslam put it. So they're out. And Greg Williams gets his chance as interim head coach. They promoted Freddie Kitchens to offensive coordinator. He was the running back coach. I look for Duke Johnson to get more play now. The running back coach is going to be the offensive coordinator. To me, it only makes sense that the running game is going to probably take a little more front and center, take a little more pressure off of Baker Mayfield. But from what I seen last week, it's not really going to matter if this offensive line doesn't step up and start doing some things to help to protect him, because he ain't going to make it through the rest of the year if the offensive line don't start doing their job. And a lot of it's Harrison. He's the unsigned left tackle. Unsigned drafted or undrafted free agent, and the draft pick that wasn't drafted is unsigned. That's who's there. And we're going to put Betonio over there, and then this kid, they gave him a shot, and he's the last couple of weeks, this kid's just killing us here. I don't know if they're going to shake it up today or what, we'll see, but the offensive line has to improve and has to give Baker Mayfield some time here going forward. As for today's game against Kansas City, come on, we all know what Kansas City is. They're 7-1. They're about to be 8-1. They're going to beat us today. They've got way too much talent. What I want to see out of the Browns is I want to see improvement. I want to see Greg Williams not mishandle the clock, not mishandle key situations and downs, not throw some trick play on a 3rd-and-1 and make us punt the ball. I want to see improvement. I want to see the offensive line block for Mayfield. I want to see us put together a few steady drives. You know, we've got to start building, improving, and preparing. I'm not giving up on this season, but we're not going to win today. We got to start seeing some improvement heading into next year.
You know, Dan, man, it's kind of like when you said you hear the pain in my voice when I talk about the Packers. I mean, I just hear the pain in your voice, and it's like, you know, at the first part of the season, you know, every time we did a show, you could hear the optimism in your voice. And then here we are, week 9, and the pain is back. And I feel sorry for all Cleveland fans. It just seems like this was the year where you guys were going to get your shit together and start winning some games, and it just hasn't turned out. The first few games kind of pointed towards you guys making improvements and all that stuff. And it was like, yeah, okay, you know, maybe this is going to be it. But then here we are, and you've fired your coach and offensive coordinator, and things are unsettled there once again in Cleveland. You guys are not winning. I really feel the pain. And today is just going to be kind of like one of them games where it's like, all you Browns fans, just don't watch, man. Not today, you know.
I like this Greg Williams. I really do. I hope that he gets a shot. Hopefully we can win a couple games. Maybe they'll give him a shot next year at running the show, see what he's got. I mean, his press conference, he came off really good. I really like this guy. But, I want to say the dysfunction's back, because I knew at some point Hugh Jackson's probably going to lose his job this year. Earlier in the year, some of them games we should have won, we didn't. And I don't want to blame this on the schedule, because I don't like passing the buck and take ownership of what you do is how it should be. But the schedule is brutal for us coming out. Kansas City, Atlanta. Well, I guess they're not who we thought they were, but they're still a really good team. They have a bye at Cincinnati. We got Baltimore in there, Carolina in there, Houston in there. I mean, yeah, we needed to win the games when we should have won them earlier in the year, and we didn't. And now it's just going to be a Mount Everest to climb every Sunday. But it is what it is.
Yes, man. With a rookie quarterback, who I like, don't get me wrong, but let's not make no mistake about it. He is a rookie, and today he's at home against a team that is just rolling.
And then that's where this offensive line has to help the poor guy out, man. I like Mayfield too. I'm on his wagon now. I am, but man, we got to protect this guy. I don't want to see him carried off on a stretcher, because 69 on the left tackle came block a 2-year-old girl. You know, come on, give me a break, dude. Yeah, so the offensive line has to help this guy, man. Give him a shot to learn. I mean, sure, he's going to get hit, but, man, I don't, you know, he's got to stay in there so he can learn.
Right. But you know what, Sanitarium Nation? I will be pulling for your Brownies like I do every week. And I'll be pulling for them Bears. And, Dan, man, it's been a good show today. But we're going to wrap it up. We're into overtime a little bit.
Overtime, yep.
I want everybody out there to enjoy the games today. Kick back on this Sunday. I know it's probably a lot of yours only day off. So kick back and watch the games and relax and get ready for that 4:30 start time tomorrow. Other than that, Dana Man, go Bears, go Browns.
Yipper. Ooh, ooh.
All right. Well, Dana Man, you stay on the line a little bit because I got a little something for you.
When the music's over.